Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Pam Harper back on the show. Pam's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the president of Business Advancement Incorporated, the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock, the creator of the Reinventing Your Business Through Innovation Conference. And she you're starting to get the idea, right? She's one of our top innovation experts, and she's here to ask us if we need to innovate, to do evolution or revolution this year. She's our good friend, Pam Harper. Welcome back to the show.
It's a pleasure to be back, Jim. Happy New Year.
Always a pleasure to have you back, Pam. So evolution or revolution, right?
Well, that's right. I mean, the world is changing, but the question I think that we need to be asking ourselves is how fast do we have to change with it? So it's sort of a different way of looking at the whole concept of change and certainly innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a fortune teller, but I did come up with a few guidelines in terms of some of the things that we'll need to be doing to figure that out.
And you did stay in the Holiday Inn Express last year, too, at least once, right? So,
yeah.
So these guidelines, these are to help you understand how, you know, what you got to do if you can evolve or if you've got to turn things upside down?
Absolutely. And the conference you were mentioning is actually the third annual conference for the Association for Corporate Growth New Jersey and Fairleigh Dickinson University's Rothman Institute of Entrepreneurship. So we do this in partnership, and we're so excited because the CEO of Campbell Soup, Denise Morrison, is our keynote speaker on January 30th. So anybody who's in the New York area. But specifically, this theme is something that we think is very important, and I certainly am ready to talk about that.
Yeah. Well, so when you say you've got some guidelines, what do you give us an example?
Well, for instance, the first one I would say is it's just critical to be monitoring changes that are in the business environment. We all know this, but the question is which ones, because there's so much going on. And basically, I think you can boil it down to three basic areas, or at least three of the most important areas, markets, demographics, and technology. And let me explain. For instance, if you think about it, we can even use the example of Campbell Soup because, mm-hmm. Fascinating. You know, here's a 140-year-old company that you say, well, how are they going to change? And they, like all of us, are seeing changes in globalization. Mm-hmm. And this, incidentally, is not just about big companies, but we're looking at things happening in China, in Russia, in India, South Africa. There are a lot of places where we're looking at possible new markets also locally.
Right.
You know, it may be that you are a local business, but that there's a new customer base that you might need to be looking at because of healthcare, for instance, mm-hmm. and changes in legislation. But with Campbell's, they saw that there are all these changes in the global market.
Right.
They also looked at demographics. They saw that baby boomers are aging, Gen X and Gen Y is moving up.
Doesn't that mean we're going to need more soup?
Well, here's what they're actually looking at. Maybe so, but
like a straw?
Well, possibly, yes, but you know what? They're coming up with new flavors.
Yeah?
They're coming up with really unusual flavors.
Please don't tell the CEO there, the lady, please tell her not to get rid of tomato and chicken noodle. I mean, I grew up on Campbell's tomato and chicken noodle soup. You know what I mean?
I'll give her a special message.
Tell her I would not be the physical specimen that I am today were it not for Campbell's tomato and chicken noodle soup.
Wow. So there's an example, though, of people who want some of the things that exist. So you can't throw everything out. You have to be looking, though,
right,
at what else new.
That's a demographic situation,
it is,
isn't it?
But it is. But here's the third part, and I wanted to bring in technology.
Right.
They actually are saying, you know, of course, technology is changing. Apps are coming in. So one of the things that we just recently heard about is that they have launched a Hack the Kitchen contest, and they're inviting developers to come up with new resources for the smartphone and web, finding new ideas for meals.
Right, and probably to get things like that up on social media. Okay, when we come back, I want to look at all three of those things, markets, demographics, and technology, from both sides of the coin, from both blades, both edges on that sword, which is opportunity and disruption. When you look at these things, you got to look at both of those, both sides. 20 till, right back with Pam Harper. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.